Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dig your cleats in.
Line drive sailing away from Mullins.
Oh!
An impossible catch. Oh, my goodness.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
And there's another rocket. Mike Trout has tied it up with an absolute bomb to the top of the facade in left center field. Talk about Stanton territory. Trout hammers it, and it's 4-4, 473 feet.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner. Hope y'all doing all right out there.
We got to come up with something better than that.
What?
I hope you're doing all right out there.
I said out there, so give me a little credit there. Credit there.
You know,
I'm working on it, Joe. It's got to come naturally.
Move it back to Wednesday. This doesn't
that's
work.
That's it. We're out of here.
We're done. This we're Tuesday thing, what is it? This is the third episode. Doesn't work out. Sorry.
Well, it's like, is nobody going to listen on Tuesday or is nobody going to listen on Wednesday?
Oh, dude.
Like, make your choice.
The podcast numbers are through the roof.
Through the roof. Oh, yeah?
Insane.
Do we take over Dirt and Sprague in the morning?
I check the analytics, all right? I check the numbers. I check the data. We got huge numbers last week. Don't ask what the number was exactly.
It's so huge.
The Let biggest numbers.
The,
I mean,
the biggest number
everybody says that they've never seen numbers this big before. They were like, wow, Gettysburg, wow.
Wow, Gettysburg, what a crazy event. I
wow,
can't believe
just
that
a beautiful war, really.
Good guys, bad guys on both sides.
God, maybe you should have put that one in the open. Like, baseball's amazing, something related to that. I don't know.
Just do our Papa T impressions as best we can.
I've never heard of her. I never paid her a dime.
I always called him Papa T. I thought that was worthy.
Sounds creepy.
So pop a tea.
Anyways. How you doing, dude?
What do I do with my hands? I don't know, but it's about this big.
How's your Tuesday?
My Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, today's my Friday.
Well, happy Friday Tuesday.
Yeah. Today is my Friday, so that's awesome.
That's good.
But what I've learned about
Lucky you.
What I've learned
it's a Tuesday, quite frankly, the worst day in a Monday through Friday work week. So I'm happy for you.
Tuesday is my Friday, and what's funny as a younger whippersnapper, Tuesday when you have days off like Wednesday, Thursday, when you know work in the industry that I work in, and you've got your random days off or in the middle of the week. Those are like, oh, those are the party days, baby. Let's roll. You know, Tuesday night, I'd be going out. Wednesday, I'm hitting up some industry friends. Thursday, we're doing that. We're figuring out till Friday. We'll get used. Well, now I'm married with kids. So my Wednesday, Thursday is
so
like.
So turn it up a few levels.
Yeah. So Wednesday, Thursday, we get real wild at the Harris household on Wednesday, Thursday. We work on the lawn, clean the car, go to the gym, and I basically stay home all day and do nothing and try not to start drinking at 1 o'clock.
Now that's a tough tough task right
there. Well, you know, when you pick up the kids from school and you're in the parking lot and you're like, hey, what up, kids? I love to see you. This is great. Like, they don't really enjoy that.
Really?
Yes.
The schools are not fond of...
They're not fond of drunk Patrick in the parking lot.
Drunken parent showing up in the pickup line.
Yeah, and I'm like the bonus parent, too. So it's like, they're like, you're on the list, but who are you?
This is getting close to the line, buddy.
Yeah. So I got to wait on Wednesday, Thursdays to start drinking until at least 3 o'clock.
Well, they do say on Tuesdays, or a rapper said, I got the club going up on a Tuesday. That was a hit single at some point.
Welcome into the hot corner. The club is lit tonight. Is that what you said? What'd you say?
Got the club going up.
Welcome into the hot corner. Got the club going up on a Tuesday.
It's about as
got your girl in the cut and she choosy or something like that.
I don't know.
As lame as rocking you on a Friday.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. For the
intro.
Figure
it out.
I've been racking my brain. I've been trying to figure it out.
You'll
I don't want to push
out.
Anything. I want it to be natural.
Let it flow naturally. All right. Don't force it like a Tinder relationship.
It must be kind of just happened one day and then it just went on for a decade.
A meet cute. A meet cute of a new Tuesday slogan of some sort.
Yeah. So we got to figure that out.
Well, I appreciate you bringing beers, as always.
Yeah, of course. You know, I never started a relationship on Tinder. I heard the guys talking about it.
Relationship on Twitter for me.
Tinder. I had some fun, that's
Tinder,
for sure.
Yeah, see, that's kind of the
but
route
never,
that I'm leaning on that, too.
A relationship never formed. Everything was always organic. I found my disasters organically.
Tinder, what is
it? I didn't
Bumble
need...
and Hinge.
Yeah, Bumble, I was big. I liked Bumble a lot.
Because the chick had to message you.
But I, all my disaster relationships before my wife happened organically. So I do want to be excited about that because I feel like Tinder disasters would be worse than natural disasters.
Yeah, it's
like
been...
do you want nuclear warfare where people can drop bombs, or are you more down with like tsunamis and hurricanes? I think I'm more down with tsunamis and hurricanes.
Yeah, it's been well documented that Sook was my Cupid, and
that's true.
He struck an arrow.
Got a little lucky.
Struck an arrow and. Either, I don't know if, I guess it would be my cheek and my significant other's cheek.
Yeah.
And, things are going great.
I would also like to throw a shout out to Ryan Buckley, the producer of Primetime, for sitting in this chair and dropping it a lot lower. My feet can touch the ground.
You're not swinging your feet around.
Which is funny because,
like a child.
Which is funny because Buck is easily 6-7 inches taller than me. And old Isachi over there, him and I are not too far off. He's a touch taller than I am, but he likes this chair way high up. And Dusty must as well, who is not much taller than I am. But old Buckley has decided to drop this chair down. And boy, let me tell you what, this feels amazing. I can touch the ground.
Well, I was going to say,
I'm just not the kid with his like legs just swinging, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I think Kevin
Daddy,
Hart's got
I want some pizza.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's got a bit like that where it's like, you can't really look cool or hard sitting in a stool where your feet don't touch the ground and you're swinging them like a child.
Yeah, that's why I sit at the bar. Like, I sit at the bar because it's close enough that people can't really see your legs. But if you're like at a high top in the bar, but not at the bar, you're just swinging and people are like, oh, that short king is not very kingly.
That's why those bars are clutch with like the footstools or the footwells where you can just actually sit at a bar, but not hangy little legs like my short stubs would. So
you're like
nice.
Lord Farquaad in Shrek.
Basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Basically. But I look like Shrek, so it's like this weird conundrum to be
come
in.
Come on.
And by the...
You're more like Princess Fiona.
By the way, guys, trust me. Wait, what? He's Princess Fiona?
No.
Yeah. Looks
Princess
much
Fiona, yeah, she's a babe.
Well, she's hot.
Well, yeah, if that's what you want, then...
She doesn't have a mustache, but okay.
What were you going to admit there?
Oh, I was going to say Trust Tree. My wife and I met on OkCupid, and...
Old days.
Wow. We lied.
Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, way before Plenty of Fish. OkCupid, we lied to our families for at least 4 years before coming clean and saying, okay, we've met online. Because it wasn't cool at that time. Now, everybody's doing it, but it was like, Hey, you're going to meet a murderer. You're going to meet a killer.
Plenty
Don't do
of
that.
Fish.
No, think, okay, Cupid.
I, oh, I know, just of plenty of fish. That's the one I haven't heard in a
I
while.
Think my favorite story is I was on a Tinder date up in, we went to Victoria Bar on Ooh. Albina
it's
in North
good,
Portland.
Good
Great
spot.
Place. Love the
Is
island.
That the place that has all their names, drinks named after Princess Bride?
I'm not sure about
I'm
that.
It's like all their drinks are named after a quote or a line from that movie.
I'm not sure about that, but I love that spot. It's a great Tinder spot. So shout out to any of you.
I think I actually went.
Gents or ladies or theys listening
to this. I most definitely
this
went on a Tinder date.
Stupid program about baseball where we don't talk about baseball.
I missed a solid UFC fight for that date.
Victoria is a great date bar. And I'm there with this Tinder date. It's our first date. I'm sitting there and I'm talking to this lady, and I was really blown away because she sounds like me. So I was like, "Hi, it's nice to meet you." She was like, "Hi, it's nice to meet you too." So
sexy.
I was like, "Oh, all right, here we go."
I think that was a dude.
Here we go.
No, that's like Marge Simpson as a man.
And she gets up at one point to use the restroom. So I'm sitting there and I'm kind of looking around, and I look next to me and I go, "Whoa." And there is my boss. She is also on a Tinder date, and he was in the restroom. So I'm looking at him like, "Yo, what's up? What are you doing here?" And she goes, "Actually, I'm on a Tinder date." And I went, "No S, so am I." And so we laughed about that, and we had a good chuckle. And then my date comes back and sits down, and she's like, "Oh, you guys know each other?" And we're like, "Actually, we work together." And my Tinder date says, "Oh, that's so cool. Like, I mean, just to be safe, like, this guy's not going to kill me, is he?" Like, she kind of makes the joke. And my boss is like, "No, Patrick's great. Like, you're going to have a wonderful time. He's a great guy." And so I'm kind of, like, laughing, thinking, you know, she's playing up to the stereotype. She asks her three more times if I'm going to kill her, if I'm a serial killer that's going to, like, tie her up and put her out back. And it's like, this joke is no longer funny.
Hey, man, that happens.
That date didn't go well.
That
well,
happens.
Well, it depends on what you quantify as well, because the end of the night.
You dog.
The end of the night finished.
You hit it and quit it. Hey! Such a dog, I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Oakley doakley. Well, we got a baseball show for you tonight. I got a question.
You know, first of all, you know where you should have found your girlfriend.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
That's true. That's true. I should have just trolled and been like, you know, I love Brooks and Dunn and getting on my horse.
Dude,
and
don't get me on singing country music again.
It's like that that article you read that says, you know, women who ride horses live longer. And I always say, yeah, because women who ride horses have health insurance, because horses are not cheap.
No, and you will always be second fiddle to the horse if you date a horse girl.
That's the truth.
That Victoria Bar, by the way, yes, all their drinks are named after things from Princess Bride. They got the Inigo Montoya. They got the Miracle Max.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
They
you
got
killed
the,
my father. Prepare to die.
You can get the Inconceivable.
Love it.
Yeah, so there's some fun stuff for you.
Oakley doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight. We got a lot to get to. Is this AL Central team any good? Despite having the second best record in baseball, I'm probably going to have to eat crow on the best record in the American League, which is a little difficult, but we might not talk about that. I'd like to check in. Is the greatest player ever still continuing to become the greatest player ever again? So we'll check in on that. But we'll start here. The drama is over. And is it kind of weird that it's just over that quickly? Have you ever heard of a man named Shohei? We'll start there. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
719 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Right down the road there is the poop-filled Willametta.
Still poop-filled,
throwback,
huh?
To the old days. Yeah, I think it
haven't
is.
Haven't cleaned it up yet?
I don't think so.
Still a bunch of lime scooters at the bottom?
Doesn't look good.
I don't think so. It's like lime scooters and bicycles that homeless people stole and were like, this one's not very good. Wait, throw it off the bridge.
Wait till they pull a 77 Chevette out of there with like a body in it that's just been sitting there for decades.
30 years. Yeah, it was like a brand new car and the guy got hot on the bridge and drove it over and nobody noticed. Welcome in. There is the YouTube stream for us. That's at 1080 AM The Fan on YouTube. There's also the Vancouver 4 text line. All texts of the van are via the Vancouver 4 text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com, 503-864-6326. Got mine in the parking lot. There's a lot to get to this hour. There's a lot to get to next hour. We'll have the everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul, at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll touch in on a little bit. The worst team in the American League West is not the Seattle Mariners. We'll get to that as well. But the best team in the American League Central might surprise you, and could they be the best team in the American League? So we got a lot to get to, but we want to start here. This Ipe Shohei drama seems to have come to an end. Well, not for Ipe. He's got a lot going on, but
it's all just a big misunderstanding.
Let's put some tinfoil
gambling.
Let's put some tinfoil hats on real quick. I want to have a little bit of fun with this. So Shohei seems to be exonerated from the whole thing. There's been quotes come out from teammates saying, "We knew from the beginning that Ipe was a shady character and that Shohei was legit.
But he went to UC Riverside."
But Shohei was legit and did nothing wrong. Can we put our tinfoil hats on for a minute and ask the question, is this finally baseball doing something to protect baseball?
Let's
protect our superstar and make sure, even if he did have any knowledge or dealings with this, let's make sure he is clean and sparkly. That's what I'm asking. Dude, I'm here for conspiracies, man.
Because that's what we need in 2024.
That's
more conspiracies.
What we need in baseball, too.
I mean, do you want me to keep pushing this, or do you want me to give you an honest answer?
Well, I want you to push it first, and then when everybody...
Yes.
When everybody turns the station off because they think you're stupid,
he's a
then
fall
you
guy.
Can bring the reality.
And it was Shohei actually placing these bets.
Shohei, big, big Southampton guy.
I'm trying to find the quote from Ipe.
Also thought Ten Hag was going to really revive United.
I want to find this.
Maybe he's a Pochettino guy at Chelsea. Maybe he really likes Chelsea.
Okay, now we're losing people.
Maybe he really thought Barcelona was going to be PSG today.
Who? Paris Saint-Germain. Got it.
I'm trying to find
Paris Saint-Germain.
Because
as they say. Playing Barcelona.
Man, that was a real Swigard enunciation there, huh?
By the way, I saw Swigard at work on Saturday after the Timbers game.
Oh,
toasty.
I saw Swigard at the Timbers game.
Swigard was toasty.
And I think he big-timed me at the Timbers game.
Oh, you got big-timed by Swag?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I iced him.
He was walking.
If it makes you feel any better, at my job, we make a competitive version of Smirnoff Ice.
Yes!
And I definitely dropped one on the table and made him drink it.
It's over! Here's the situation.
I think.
We think.
Iced. So, Ipe Mizuhara at one point. They found like text messages of him to the bookie. Did you see this?
Yeah, he's like, Shohei doesn't know. Don't tell him. Okay, I won't tell the most famous athlete on the planet right now. You got it. I'll just keep that inside.
Well, hey, that stops the gravy train, so of course he would, at least at the time. For the start of the story, because when it gets to him maybe trying to track Shohei down physically, it kind of gets a little hairy, the bookie anyways.
But let's ask this question. Do you think that if Shohei had some involvement with this, just like a un peu, as the French say, just a little bit, do you think baseball would try and bury this?
No.
You think they'd blow him up? Like, because nobody hates baseball more than baseball, as I always say. They're like, we have the best player, the most marketable star since Willie Mays. Let's tear him down.
Well, I mean,
would be the most baseball thing ever, right?
Yeah, but also, like, if he actually did have involvement, like, this is, like, we're getting into, like, a federal crime aspect of it. And
the FBI's on board.
Yeah, so, now, granted, I might be stupid. The FBI might be on board because of the fact that he stole millions of dollars. Like, if it was the illegal bookmaker aspect, I don't know if they'd be in on it, but...
Yeah.
Dude, this is one text message that was going around from the criminal complaint. On March 20th, 2024, Mizuhara sent Bookmaker One an encrypted text message admitting that he had stolen funds from victim A. Otani is victim A. Mizuhara messaged Bookmaker One stating, have you seen the reports? Bookmaker One responded, yes, but that's all BS. Obviously you didn't steal from him. I understand it's a cover job. Mizuhara then responded, technically I did steal from him. It's all over for me.
Yeah.
See, actually, dude, they got me, dude. I'm so hosed.
Yeah.
By the way, can I put $20 on this Liverpool United game?
Hey, give me a little bit more credit, please. Just one win back.
And then Otani, who was looking over his shoulder, said, "Now text him and say the money was stolen."
Dun.
God.
There was another one. I believe there was another one where he texted the bookmaker and said, man, I'm really bad at this gambling stuff.
That sounds like, if you want a tinfoil hat, does that not sound like Shohei's like, hey, you should tell him you suck at gambling?
All right, let's lean into this tinfoil hat.
You know what I mean?
You're right. That is the perfect cover story. And let me just say,
it's great. If his bond is $250K and Shohei's like, can I give this to a buddy to go bail him out so it doesn't come to me?
Let me just say that fans really should understand that sports leagues like the NFL, like what is that moniker? Protect the Shield. They will do absolutely anything. And I understand, you're right. Baseball just continues to kill themselves. Nobody seems to hate baseball more than baseball when it comes to these situations. However,
that's going to be on my tombstone.
It's a very, very good saying, and you're right. However, the Houston Astros come to mind, the sign-stealing scandal.
Right, right. You
know, they were kind of the fall guys for the entire league at the time, because we heard from other reporters, you can go find many different writings online that allegedly other teams were stealing signs.
Mike Fiers got blackballed for calling them out, and he was on the team.
Exactly, and you still hear, I have sources today telling me, like, now, this year, there are still, allegedly, sign-stealing operations going on. Of course, it's a lot harder to do with electronic signs now, but there are all kinds of ways that teams are still trying to get an edge, and MLB would never do anything to
expose. Right, but the thing with that is,
the
thing with that, though, is the reason MLB didn't come down on Houston is because they didn't want to fight the union. Is they knew the union would come guns blazing. You want to suspend any of these players, we're going to come guns blazing. Like,
but
we want
also
to see your proof. So they made the GM and the coach and find the organization. They knew they could make those fall guys. This, in this situation,
it was also to stop the leaks in the proverbial MLB boat.
In this situation, it's one person. If Shohei is gambling, like, look what's going on in the NBA. Look what's going on in the NFL. Like, we got guys gambling and they're getting busted left and right. You can do that. And the Players Association is like, well, that was one guy. Sorry, we're cool. But when it's a whole team and a bunch of dudes, they're like, oh, that might be too many players.
Yeah, Jontay Porter, at least current Raptor right now. We'll see.
Can I read you some more texts?
Yeah, baby. Let's go. All right.
Apparently in June of last year, Mizuhara messaged, "I got my ass kicked again, LOL. Any chance I can get one last bump? This will be my last one for a while if I lose it."
What bump?
Like, you doing blow, or are we just talking about money here?
Yeah, hey, gambling's like a drug, they
say. No, like a $50,000 to $100,000 credit bump.
Yeah,
bookmaker won. He said, "Okay, bud. I just want to be able to communicate with my partner so he knows expectations. If I can assure him that minimum 500 will be sent every week, I can do the bump to whatever you want. It's just imperative that the 500 is sent every week. As you can imagine, the figures are very high and just don't want to not be able to deliver what I tell him. FYI, I've already paid out of my pocket to him half of the balance that is on the account. So whatever is lost every week, I have to give him half of the balance. That's why I'm asking these direct, important questions."
And that 500 is not 500 bucks.
Yeah.
Why don't you put a couple zeros after that?
The next text message literally came the next day. The next day from Mizuhara. "I'm the worst, LOL. Can't catch a break. Can I get one last bump? I swear this is going to be my last until I get the balance down significantly. I promise this will be the last bump for a while." Bookmaker One responded the same day saying, "Okay, NP.
Did y'all see the totals of the money that... What's his name? One more time.
Ipe
Mizuhara, right? I was about to say Izuhara, and I'm like,
I think Ipe is fine. We call him Shohei. We call him Ipe.
So the Ipe numbers, apparently...
Yoshi, you know, we're one name when it comes to the Japanese guys.
Apparently he won something in the realm of $120, $130 million and lost somewhere in the realm of $170-plus million.
That's insane.
This dude placed thousands upon thousands of bets from 2021 to 2024, apparently to the tune of $300-plus grand per day.
I mean, if I need 500K... up front, I would like to give a shout out on the Vancouver Ford text line from our good friend Deal. Did he send a "you up" text?
Basically,
was good.
Hey,
he
you up?
Then sent another.
Speaking
text.
Of Tinder, I've definitely sent "you up" texts.
He sent a third text on a third consecutive day, saying, "I have a problem, LOL." Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, no S, brother.
And then he asks, "Can I get one last bump?" "This one is for real. Last one for real." And the bookmaker responded, "Done. Checkmark emoji. Fist bump emoji. I have the same problem." Laughing emoji.
Jesus.
"To be honest with you, Ipe, as long as you can guarantee the 500 every Monday, I'll give you as much as you want because I know you're good for it." Again, yeah, he knows he is good for it,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. Again, I just had to clean it up with my partner, and that's one reason why I was asking before.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Ipe and see what happens to him, but it seems that Shohei has been absolved
of
this.
Yeah, I don't think Ipe is good for it anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers, something happened for the first time in almost 6 years on Sunday. And is this the true repercussions, and can this continue and help build the sport that we all love? This is the Hot Corner, but first there's Jordan with sports. Coming up in the second hour, we'll give you an update on, is the best player in baseball still the best player? Plus we'll have fair or foul.
We do have a score update, though, that I know that everybody is dying to hear. No, it is not playing basketball. Joey, my son, is currently playing his spring soccer game. Season opener, a dominant 11-0. Oh, wait, nope. Getting updates now. I think 13-0 lead over the other team. Joey with two hat tricks, at least. Seven total goals.
Are they playing my kid's team? Because that sounds like being the opposite parent on a team. Like, we had our first game. Now, my kid is seven. Medium Joe is, what, 12?
11.
11?
Just turned 11.
My kid is 7, so it's still like eight kids swarming around a ball. Mm. I think we lost on Saturday 4-0.
4-0. Hey, that's a solid matchup. That's a solid matchup.
4-0?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's... I think it's 13-0, and I just got the message from his mother, "Feel bad for the other team." I don't.
Well, no.
We're trying to get a dub out here,
right? If you're out there, you're yelling at, Mr. Marsh? What kind of name is Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate bad dad.
What do you want to do? Huh? What do you want to do?
Hey, you up?
Dude, let's go Vipers, okay?
Mercy rules suck. I hate mercy rules. They'd never... In the world of kids' sports, mercy rules shouldn't exist.
Right, because we should teach them to lose even worse.
You
think this is rock bottom? Let me teach you rock bottom.
Hey, sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
Listen, at least...
Mark, I want that pulled.
Yeah, that...
I want that pulled right now. Do your job and pull that.
Listen, in this game of baseball that we oh so love, I think a mercy rule probably is needed, because if there isn't one, there, like, a team could just literally just bludgeon the hell out of the other team all night until the sun goes down.
Dude, you gotta learn, man.
The ten run rule.
There's a timed game.
Soccer is a timed game.
Soccer's a timed game.
So at least it ends. I mean, if baseball doesn't have a mercy rule.
No, baseball, I'm okay. But soccer's a timed game.
Yeah.
Hockey is a timed game.
Yeah, sorry.
There's no mercy rules.
I don't feel
Football
bad about that.
Football is a timed game.
Yep.
Basketball is a timed game. Baseball is not a timed game.
Yeah, that is the one sport there cannot be, that there has to be a mercy rule. Like, you don't want to be like, all right, boys, I think we gave them our best shot. Yeah, we lost 65-0, and the game had to be called because there literally weren't lights on. But we gave it our best shot.
But it was still only 2 hours. I mean, they were a brutal 2 hours, but we did it.
Oh, gosh. I think we got another update. Oh, nope. Still 13-0.
Speaking of 2 hours, Joe, you hit me up with this. The Padres-Dodgers game on Sunday night garnered 2 million viewers.
Yeah.
Which is the highest non-Yankee Red Sox game in Sunday Night Baseball in almost the last 6 years. That, I have to say, clearly is a Shohei effect. The Dodgers are, like, if Glasnow's on the mound, I watch the Dodgers. I love Tyler Glasnow, so I want to watch that. But also, the Dodgers are extremely interesting. Can this super team pull it together? And Dodgers-Padres, dare I say... No offense out there to Giants fans and my old buddy Andy Dirt Johnson, but I sometimes feel like Dodgers-Padres is a little more of a rivalry than Dodgers-Giants these days.
Well, I would calm down on that. Nowadays, you're right. Overall, the Dodgers-Giants, there is still likely to be a stabbing in the stands at any moment.
Which we are pro, I mean anti, sorry.
Yes, no.
We I don't got want, that Freudian slip.
No, we don't want that happening. Of course not. But yeah, I mean, over the last couple of years, with the Padres spending as they have and acquiring the talent that they have, that has definitely kind of surpassed it. And also, I think just the proximity of those two cities.
I mean, what is it, 45 minutes?
Something like that. I think that over the last couple of years, because the Padres have been going for it, and the Dodgers have obviously reigned supreme in the NL West, that is the marquee matchup in the NL West. Right now, my Giants finishing second in the NL West prediction is not looking too great. But, I mean, I think it is more so a Dodgers effect. And the Padres, they've started the year decent enough.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I've heard some reports, some rumblings that ESPN might be looking to kind of definitely ditch Wednesday night baseball and potentially ditch Sunday night baseball. But if you can get 2 million viewers on a Sunday night for baseball, that might be something worth. It's always the last game of the day. Now, for me as a fantasy guy in baseball, I look at that last game and I'm kind of like, all right, what's the matchup? Do I got guys playing? You know, if St. Louis is playing Chicago, which actually would be a good matchup, I should think of something worse. If Pittsburgh is playing Miami and they're the Sunday night game, I might look at it and say, you know, well, I got Luis Arraez. I got, what's the outfielder in the Pirates? Swing and a miss lately on my fantasy team. I might tune into that game. Is this something that could continue to roll and maybe Sunday night baseball could be something? It's never going to be football. I'm not saying that, but is it something? Do we just put the Dodgers on every Sunday, or is it something that we could build to make Sunday night baseball better?
Well, I think it's obviously teams sell Sunday night baseball, but really
put
good
the
teams.
Cubs on it. Put but, the Cubs on it.
But yeah, I mean, like the Cubs right now, I don't know if they're going to put up numbers like that, but a Cubs-Cardinals game, it could get up there because the Cubs are one of the most popular fan franchises and biggest fan bases in MLB.
And the Cubs remind me of kind of like the Steelers, where there's Cubs fans everywhere.
They got a good team. Yeah, we saw that in Seattle recently. And the St. Louis Cardinals, like, that's one of the most storied franchises, biggest fan bases in the league as well.
Arguably the number two franchise of all time.
Well,
they got the second most titles.
Well, yeah, but as far as if you were to look at the casual fan and like make a top three, I don't know if Cardinals are making that list.
Agreed.
The majority
agreed.
Of the time,
agreed.
You know? So I think like when you throw out, yeah, a Pirates Marlins matchup, that's not getting any juices going for the casual fan.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the news about the morning.
Stars sell, basically, is what I feel like. Stars and brands and teams are what is going to get you that 2 million number.
You guys remember the Peacock Sunday morning games last year? There's a new agreement with some broadcaster here soon to do these Sunday morning games. I champion baseball has the opportunity to turn, especially in the football offseason, Sundays into baseball day. Why not open it up with a really good game, close it out with these like blue blood teams that you guys are talking about? You got to get the ones that you want to watch. The Lakers are going to be on every Sunday on ABC because that's probably going to draw the most eyes. So if you're wanting to do that, that's what you're going to have to do. But go start of the day, big draw. End of the day, big draw.
The only thing I would argue, and this is a this is a what's the best word for this? This is a company thing. Peacock is the Sunday morning baseball, right?
They had it for a year, but there is a negotiation. They are announcing soon, MLB is, who the next deal will
be. Oh, okay. So let's say it's Peacock. Let me tell you, I have Peacock. If the Sunday morning game is at 10 o'clock, there's a 9:30 EPL game.
Oh, God.
I'm just telling you, like, those of us that are Peacock subscribers.
Move to Europe, you commie.
We subscribe because we want to watch EPL. I don't know. I think it's a platform thing. That maybe Peacock isn't the best answer. Maybe the answer is Amazon or Apple TV or ESPN or something like that to be the first one. I don't know if Peacock's the answer. Because those of us that have Peacock, a lot of us do because we watch EPL.
Or old WWE reruns.
That I do late at night by myself with a gallon of ice cream.
I don't blame you.
After
on
my
that.
Tinder
what
date.
What kind of ice cream?
Well, you know, sometimes I'm a mint chocolate chip guy, but usually I'm a chocolate peanut butter guy.
That's a bold move. How are your feelings on Rocky Road?
Great.
I love Rocky Road.
They got marshmallows, right?
Yes.
Yeah, more Rocky Road's
marshmallows,
great.
Marshmallows, almonds.
Yeah, Rocky Road's great.
Chocolate. Mm. Tasty. Damn it! I don't have the right drop up.
Yes!
That's awesome. Thank you. There it is.
Well, I got mine in front of me, but you're always worried that I'm just too happy-go-lucky on the drops.
You can be a little trigger-happy, but... is that not a great Swigart drop that I did not know existed?
Yes! Yeah. Where'd you get that?
Dude, I was looking for the newest pilot drops.
Hold on, everybody!
And I just type in Swag's name, and I find this gem.
Yes!
You can put it on the board!
I'll tell you during the break how Swigart big-timed me. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it.
All right, when we come back, can you believe there's a worse team in the American League West than the Seattle Mariners? And what if I told you it's not the Oakland A's? We'll do that next. Hot Corner, Tanae the Fan. Coming up in the second hour, we'll get to, is the best player in baseball becoming the best player in baseball again? I'd like to bring this back once a week and just kind of check in and see if our boy's back.
Quick score update. I believe 18-0 now. Score of Joey's soccer game. Go Vipers!
And spoiler alert on one of our favorite players on this show. It is not Paul Goldschmidt. Because paging Paul... Hey, amigo, you had a great career. It might be time to let it go.
Not doing so well?
You should look up Paul Goldschmidt's stats.
Oh, boy.
They don't look pretty good.
You know who is doing good recently?
And he's like 2 years younger than me and looks 10 years older than me.
You know who's doing good recently?
We're ball bros together. Who?
Anthony Rendon.
No, I can't believe it.
I refuse. I got to find what the time frame is because he started off just so crappy. But over the last however many games, the slash line, not too shabby.
But sitting in the...
And he's not injured. So, I mean, like that, I mean, that
that's
alone
huge.
Is a win.
That's huge.
For Anthony Rendon and the Angels.
Sitting in the American League West, you have the Seattle Mariners at 7-10. currently tied 0-0 with the Reds.
Actually leading now, 1-0. Jonathan Clase made his major league debut yesterday.
Picked
RBI
him up
Gubbin.
In fantasy. Nice.
Dude, I think...
Started him today. I like.
Good for you. I think that's going to be a good pick. He's going to be like that Kyle Seager kid, you know, like when you don't really know who he is coming up, but once he's there in MLB, he's going to stay there.
Like Jared Kelnick.
And then we pay him like $180 million, and he's kind of like, okay.
Exactly.
Is Kelnick still doing...
he's hitting 400.
Yeah, he's hitting 400, but he has no home runs. The Mariners are 7-10. The A's are also 7-10. If you're a Mariner fan, you could probably scream to the heavens about that.
And Paul
but
Blackburn
wait.
Is one of the one of two pitchers that has a zero ERA.
Yeah, dude. I know. I'm, like, tempted to pick him up, but he also has played some bad teams. Don't look now. Neither of those teams are the worst team in the American League West. That would be the Houston Astros at 6-12, who are currently, this game's probably over. I haven't updated this sheet, who were losing in the top of the ninth to the Braves. It is now the bottom of the ninth. It is 6-0 Braves over Astros.
Dear God.
That game is on TBS right now. What in the world is going on with the Houston Astros? Because if you look at it, Jose Altuve is one of the best plus WOPS guys in baseball right now. Kyle Tucker's kind of doing Kyle Tucker things. Yordan Alvarez is hitting baseballs like they slapped his mama. And, but you look around and something's not quite clicking. Framber Valdez is on the IL, and we don't really know the extent of Framber Valdez's injury. I'm worried he's got Tommy John written all over that left elbow. But Alex Bregman looks really bad. And the kind of pieces that Houston's always had, the Maldonados of the world, the Reddicks of the world, the Yuri Gurriels of the world, like those kind of players, they don't really have those guys right now kind of supporting them. So my question to you, Joe, is this a real cause of concern, or is this just April baseball?
I'd say it's the former of the two. One of my biggest concerns going into the season was the back half of their rotation. Now, Ronel Blanco has been better than advertised. He was great in spring training.
But there's no way I can believe this is going to keep going.
I don't know, man. He's damn good. He had the first no-hitter of the MLB season. He finally gave up his first run of the season. He has a less than one ERA. It's 0.86. It's the rest of the pitching, because Christian Javier is pitching as well, too. ERA for JP France, 8.22. Hunter Brown, 16.43. Spencer Arrighetti, who? 11.57. He started two games for them. And then if you look at some of the guys that have thrown some innings for them in the bullpen, I mean,
Josh Hader's got a 9.39 ERA.
Brandon Bielek, 6.1 ERA. Ryan Pressly, a 9.53.
And he was the guy. Like, I remember thinking about Ryan Pressly when they signed Josh Hader. It's like, wait a sec. Like, I'm a top closer in the game. Why am I getting bumped?
So, right now...
Speaking of Hader, almost a 10 ERA. God.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to be, I mean, it's so weird because we haven't seen them be this bad in a while. Like we've had them seen them with slow starts.
Brian Abreu, who was clutch in the last couple postseasons, he right now has a 6.75 ERA in 8 innings pitched.
We haven't seen them with bad starts. We've seen them with slow starts, but we've said on this show for a few years now that they are death by 1,000 cuts. They just wear you down over time, over 162, but they are giving up a lot of runs. A lot. I want to say outside of the White Sox, they've given up the most runs in the American League.
Jeez.
And so it's
side note, the White Sox are really bad.
Dude.
Really bad.
I think two and 14.
They made it into fair or foul. They're so bad.
Oh, nice. I love it. I can't wait for 8:30.
So whether this pitching stays this bad the entire season, I don't know. But it is really, really, really bad.
Well,
right
it's interesting, too, when you flip it over to the batting side of it.
It's just so, sorry, one more thing. It's just so weird because you do have two starters who are dominant right now, but everybody else is just essing the bed.
Jose Altuve has a 403 average right now. Jeremy Pena, 343. Yordan Alvarez, 299 with four dingers. Kyle Tucker's got four dingers, too. Yonier Diaz has three dingers as well. But then let's look at Jose Abreu is currently batting 082.
Yikes.
His average started with a zero. Okay? Alex Bregman is batting at 259 with an on-base percentage of 317.
Jake Myers, who you were worried about to start the season, 229.
Yeah.
You know, to me, the despair that you guys are describing on both the pitching and the hitting side for the Astros, it just sounds like the vibes in that organization, the vibes in the clubhouse aren't great, and I'm going to say that is because they're missing a huge piece from last year that you guys didn't name, and that is former manager Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
They got a new guy in, Joe Espada. I know nothing about him other than he's been, what, a coach for the last 10, 15 years?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a great assistant, a great hitting coach, a great bench coach. That does not mean that you can lead guys through a nine-inning game and make these decisions and keep things going for an entire season. From Dusty Baker to a rookie manager, there is a huge change there.
Now, the one thing that is going to help them, though, is that, well, and we will, I say.
They get the Angels and the A's a bunch.
That's true. Yeah,
and
they
the Mariners.
They do get to play them a lot. And I say this before we even see him, but you would think that them getting Justin Verlander is going to help.
So reports are saying he's back real soon.
But, dude, he's old. Like, he's what, 42?
He's older than me.
41?
He's 41, I believe. I think he turns 42 midseason.
Like, father time always wins, man. And like,
unless you're Roger Clemens, but we all know how that works.
Or Jamie Moyer.
Yeah, B12 shots.
He's 41. He won't turn 42 until next February, so he'll stay 41 the whole season. But again, dude, he's been playing a long time. You wonder when the fall off is going to happen, and you're coming off of an injury. Like, if you're an Astros fan, one, screw you, and two, fingers crossed that Verlander is able to help this rotation a little bit.
So we'll keep an eye on the Houston Astros and see if this is a real situation or not. If bells are going to be ringing, and maybe Espada's maybe a little bit on the hot seat. So we'll see.
If bells are going to be ringing and garbage cans are going to start banging again.
Yeah, you should probably start now before things get out of hand. All right, let's flip it over. In the second half, is this team legit? They got the second best record in the American League, and their pitching seems to be outstanding despite losing a Cy Young winner to Tommy John. We'll get to that next, plus fair or foul and a check-in on our favorite player in baseball. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot corner. 1080 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.